Good morning. My guests this morning are Jean Abrevaya and Chelsea Smith, both from Spreckles Performing Arts Center. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it is the return. It sounds sinister somehow. The return of Mary Poppins.
The winds are back.
Yes. So you did an extremely successful run of Mary Poppins not all that long ago, really, right?
Yes, that's right. We broke all box office records with the show.
Fantastic. And so this is an encore presentation that you're presenting.
Yes.
As I read on my sheet here, six performances between August 21st and August 30th.
Yes, that's correct.
So talk about this show, if you can. Talk about, for instance, why you feel this show, of all the plays that are done all over this area, are as successful as this one has been.
This one has tremendous public appeal, and that appeal is multi-generational as well. I grew up with the movie, and it's always been a special, special story for uh-huh. me. Kids have just been absolutely raving about the show. So many people called to purchase tickets after we had finished the run that we just thought that it was just the best thing to do would just be to bring uh-huh. it back.
And we're also including our summer workshop kids in the production.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to add a new element. Uh-huh. And if you were able to see it in May the last time, it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to add a lot more, you know, pizzazz and excitement. And so we're really excited about bringing them on board.
Well, I understand you've got a special offer for people who have already seen the show in its initial running.
Exactly. Yeah, we wanted to allow people to see it again, not just because, of course, everybody kind of wanted to see it again anyway. And many people came back a second time for like our last weekend. But it also adds another element with us changing up a couple of cast members and then adding the summer camp kids.
Uh-huh.
So if you call the box office directly, you can actually tell them that you were indeed at the first, you know, play, you know, first round through of the play. But if you're able to kind of give them some sort of documentation or a ticket stub, you can get a really great discount. So I think it's
great.
Like half price.
Jean made an interesting point about, if you grow up with a show and people of all ages who love theater have the shows that they've grown up with. And the difference between a show that you saw the movie three times when you were a kid, maybe you saw a production of it that your mother took you to, but to be in one of those iconic shows or to be right there where it's being presented is another kind of treat entirely.
Oh, definitely. It was really thrilling, actually, to direct the show the first time around. Because of that, because of the attachment that I had for it. I mean, every time that we had a musical rehearsal and did and performed the music for the show, I mean, it just took me right back to my childhood.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's interesting that because they say that Walt Disney's favorite song in the whole world was Feed the Birds from Mary Poppins.
Really?
Yeah, and I can absolutely understand that because the very first time that we sang it through with all of the harmonies, I had goosebumps running up and down my arms and the back of my neck, and tears actually came to my eyes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I know that feeling.
Me
really
too.
Well.
I'm definitely in the wings during that part of the show, and also when she flies. And honestly, I'm not a weepy person usually, but oh man, I cried probably
time.
Six or seven times just standing so close to the action and hearing it all around you.
Well, I'm glad to be able to tell our listeners that Mary is coming back, and it's going to be six performances at the Spreckles from August 21st to August 30th. For tickets and information, the telephone number is 588-3400. Online, it's spreclesonline.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.